Did you know less is more when it comes to the holidays and your faith? We all know Christmas can get crazy quick, and once Thanksgiving has come and gone and the sales are flying at us, it's easy to get caught up in the excess of it all. I need this, add to cart, ordering all the things. I'll get that for you and wrap one for me too. Moms, you know you do it. Take a deep breath and consider this your gentle reminder of truth. The greatest gift of all is Jesus. So as you make those lists and check them twice in the days to come, stay focused on the simple truth that Jesus is the reason for the season. Less is more when it comes to celebrating the birth of our Savior and how you prioritize what's important and what you actually need this holiday season. Now, what about our faith? Are we guilty of wanting more and adding on more stuff around and about Jesus than simply being satisfied in Jesus alone? Consider this your gentle reminder of truth. Don't add so many things to following Jesus that before you know it, you've lost the very real truth of what faith in Jesus is all about. The Pharisees did it, and Jesus called them out time and time again. They looked the part, but he called them whitewashed tombs, dead on the inside. From the beginning and to the end, it has been and always will be Jesus alone. No shiny add-on is needed. He is enough. Jesus said, go and make disciples. Following that commission and his commands of loving God and loving others is pretty much what it's all about. God isn't looking for you to be more and do more. He simply wants all of you. When he has your heart, your life and how you live it out will follow. There are some beautiful examples in Scripture. Luke 21:1. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. This widow, with her offering of two simple coins, which looked like so much less, gave more. Jesus wants us to give him our all, not our excess. Have you seen a mustard seed lately? It seems quite the opposite of being more, right? Still, it's what Jesus uses as an example in Matthew 17, describing the amount of faith it takes to move a mountain. The Lord was to pass by the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 19. Surely the voice and presence of the Lord was some huge, massive display of splendor, right? He wasn't in the mighty wind. He wasn't in an earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. He was in a gentle whisper. We miss his voice because our expectation of what he should sound like is so elevated. God, forgive us. May we be still and know he is God by pursuing more of his presence alone, more of who he is and less of me. 2 Peter 1:5. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't add on to Jesus. It's not about checking off our faith and worship service list. He didn't come to entertain us or make us comfortable. He simply wants us to give him our all and live each day more like him. That's the truth. Less is more. Less frantic, more faith. Less spending, more giving. Less hurry, and more humility. Less of me, more of Jesus. Jesus is enough. I'm Lori Klein.